not only is the redemption from Egypt the prototype of all future redemption, it's actually the source. Explained in Chassidus, it's actually the source of all future redemptions. So much so that the Navi says about the future redemption that it's Kimetzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloyes, that I will show you wonders like the days of your going out of Egypt. So we see a direct comparison. So from this we see that the reason why the ultimate redemption is called Geula is because it incorporates these two aspects, which is the elevation and the redemption of all things that are present in the Golos, that the Golos itself is elevated, and that this is accomplished as a result of the work that's done in Golos itself. So the question that Rebbe decides to address is, that Rebbe raises a different question. Okay, it's very good. We said that the job in Golos is to reveal the Aleph. What's Aleph? We said Aleph is Alufei Shel Olam, that the Hebrew is called the master of the world. So basically, when we talk about the Hebrew as the master of the world, we're talking about the idea that the Hebrew runs the show. Like the Hebrew is the boss, the Hebrew runs the show. The Hebrew is the rules and governs everything that exists in the world. The question is that aspect of divine revelation is a lower level of godly revelation. That's the godliness that's manifest and present in the world. That's of all the expressions of divinity and of godliness, that is actually considered the lowest. The idea that the Eirishta is involved in and with the world. The fact is that we see in the redemption from Egypt that there were far greater revelations in the redemption from Egypt than simply the fact that God is in charge. For example, we have the fact that we say in the Haggadah that on the night of Pesach, Nigla Aleya Melech Malchem Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God himself was revealed to the Jewish people. And we the Baal HaGadah adds that it wasn't just that Eivish that came b'chvoydo yuba'atzma, that he came in his own glory, in his own, he came he himself. Chassidus explains, what does it mean b'chvoydo yuba'atzma, he himself in all his glory? It means the revelation of the essence of the Ein Sof was revealed to the Jewish people in Egypt. Besides for that, from day one, the Eibush tells Moshe Rabbeinu, even before he sets out on his mission to redeem the Jewish people, the Eibush says the whole purpose of this redemption is that they will serve God on this mountain. The point is Matan Torah. So we see that as a result of Golus, we came to Matan Torah, which is a far greater revelation than the revelation that God is in charge. That's when the Eibush revealed himself to the Jewish people and said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And he spoke to them in a way of panim upanim divur Hashem imachem, that he spoke to them in a way of face to face. So this is much higher than what we're referring to till now, the revelation of Alufei Shel Olam. These are much greater revelations. And certainly when we talk, and the question is even stronger when we talk about the Geula Amitis V'Shleima, the ultimate redemption. Because at that time, in addition to the revelation of Alufei Shel Olam, the fact that the Eibushter runs the show, and there will be a revelation of godliness that's higher than creation, that transcends creation, to the point that there will be an incomparably greater revelation than there was in the earlier redemptions, both in the physical world, that we say that the very creation itself will be renewed. As the Navi describes, God says, I will create a new heavens and a new earth. And also in terms of godly revelation, it's explained in Chassidus that it talks about very high levels of godly revelation. Sometimes it talks in the terms of the revelation of Pnimius Atik, the innermost aspect of the innermost aspect of the divine Keser. And ultimately, it talks in Chassidus about the revelation in the time of Gula being the revelation of Atzmus. That's the idea of a Dira B'Tachtonim, that God himself is revealed in his dwelling. And in practical terms, the way the Rambam describes it is that the involvement of the entire world will be exclusively only to know God. And therefore, the Jewish people will be great wise men, and they will know hidden matters, and they will grasp the knowledge of their Creator according to the power of a human being, as it says, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as water covers the sea.